B-Pod Studios.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
No, I'm thinking.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking,
thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
That is basically the same thing.
Basically, yes.
So, basically,
we are on the same page.
It's Friday.
And
it's showtime. Get out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Going to be a cloudy day. High of 48. Not bad. My plan paid off for once.
What was your plan?
Oh, thought you'd never ask. well, you know when your driveway has got that frozen kind of ice on it, and your wife wants you to clean it up, Brian?
Yeah.
And you say no.
Yeah, I'm going to wait it out.
I'm going to wait it out.
Or you're me and do the same thing. I'm like, ah, wait. I do that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Dave would be out there shoveling.
No, if he's not around or something like that happens, I mean, I'm like that. Yeah. I get it.
Good. So we're not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I knew if I could hit 248 degree days, I'd be scot-free.
I identify with complete laziness.
Good to know. Good to know. 48 today, down to 41 tonight, and tomorrow... cloudy, some rain, likely high 45.
Perfect.
For the football game.
I was looking at the weather.
Yeah.
Not about the football game, but that's nice for everybody.
No, it's not.
It's going to be raining.
It's going to be rain.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
The rain
it's
part.
Sloppy.
Oh. Sorry,
yeah.
But it's going to, I don't see snow coming in a long time.
Oh, that's
I don't see a lot of snow in the forecast.
That's good. We like
so,
that.
So no shoveling. I'm just thinking of my lazy self.
Yeah, see, you're still on that theme. That's
I'm going for
you're
a
good
theme.
For a while.
Sorry
you're
about
good.
The game, though.
Where are you watching the game, Olivia?
I am not watching the game tomorrow night because I have made plans like a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
They thought I thought we were going to have a bye week, but they don't deserve a bye week when they play like the Browns. So.
Yep. So.
So I made plans to go see a burlesque show.
So.
Wow,
where,
really?
Where's that? I'd rather that. Where's that?
That's in Boston at the Boston Center
what
for
time?
The Arts.
Maybe I'll
yeah, exactly. So,
is it like, you know, old what old style burlesque?
Old style burlesque with young women.
That sounds
yes.
good.
So, all of a sudden, the game doesn't look so good anymore, yeah, does it?
I mean, not bad. Anyway, yeah, it's tomorrow. We got Scott Zolak lined up for 8:40 today. Scott, of course, calls the game on our station, 98.5 The Hub. He didn't know he was working, so he's
yeah.
He's
I feel
on.
Bad for people who are like, yeah, this really messes up my plans.
Yeah, we'll see what he feels about the game. So it could be trouble
because, as Brian said, because I pay attention sometimes,
what
I hear
say?
The highlights.
Yeah,
because the coach is an alumnus of the Patriots management.
You know, he's an alumnus,
right?
Yeah, graduated class of what?
What was it? Belichick 2005 or something?
Yeah, he played for us.
Oh,
Vrabel.
He did?
Won,
what we
won three Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
He knows
so,
the system.
So he knows the system.
Yeah.
Right.
But, and that's when we have trouble. So we'll see.
And it could be Tom Brady's last time at Chicago.
I know,
and you're
but I don't.
Be at a burlesque show. Burlesque.
Yeah. I am.
Okay. I'm a little jealous, I got to say.
All right.
Sounds fun. Anyway, Scott's at 8:40. It's also Friday, first aid disasters. We've got a theme, this one. We'll talk about that coming up. Let's just say there's going to, if there is age difference, we're going to want to hear. Oh, yeah. Seems to be a lot of that in the news these days.
It's going around.
Yeah.
Flu.
Okay. That's one way of looking at it.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, hey, it is cool. 38 degrees right now, Boston, up to 48. All right, LBF, what is cool with you?
Well, I know we had a lot of naughty and nice over the holidays, but I have a place you can extend it this weekend.
Okay, I like Brian Bell.
Don't sign that legal document yet.
Oh, don't sign it.
Not yet.
You got a tip.
Yep.
All right. If you get a lot of robocalls, if you get a lot of robocalls and it is annoying you, I've got some good news. Congress finally did something yesterday.
Okay, good. I think it annoys everybody.
It
I think
does.
It's safe to say.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody
it annoys
looks forward
us
to that.
All. All right. Hey, this is brought to you by Macy's. Shop Macy's 48-hour sale where deals of the day are priced so low you don't need a coupon. Get ready for the new year with great prices on warm boots and coats and clearance. Also, fine jewelry. Plus, find great deals on kitchen and home electronics. The savings lineup at Macy's today and Saturday. All right, what do you got?
Speaking of Saturday, I know a lot of people are thinking about the Patriots game and maybe going to the game, but not me. Mm-mm. I made plans.
Oh, surprising.
But I feel like you guys are going to be jealous. I'm going to the Follies for Boston. It's a Boston She Party production, and it's where jazz meets the art of the tease. Mm. Wink, wink.
Okay.
It's like a burlesque show.
I like it.
That hovers on the edge of naughty and nice. Yeah.
Well, that
and
explains
really,
the tassels.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Burlesque, cabaret, Fosse. It's real fun. And it's actually, thing is that it tells Boston's history through kind of a little naughty burlesque act.
That is so
and
you.
And that's how I
that
know.
Is so
isn't
you.
It? History
like it.
Through tassels. Naughty dance okay. and tassels. But that's running through the weekend. Actually, there are two shows. There's one tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows on Sunday. Then it closes. It's at the Boston Center for the Arts. And it's really cool.
Is Dave going with?
No. He's jealous. He's watching the game. But, you know, he likes a tassel.
Naughty and nice.
Wow.
There you go.
Is that bad to say on
top
the radio?
That, Brian.
No. I don't think I can.
Nah.
No, I noticed this a couple places yesterday, and it came initially from the East Millinocket Police Department up in Maine.
Oh.
And this is something that is so simple, but you don't even think about it. With the new year, we got 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, when you sign something and you'll abbreviate the date, and you'll just say, you know, like 1/3/20.
Yeah.
They say, don't sign a legal document that way because it's too easy to add whatever you want after the 2015, 2019. Like, so make sure you write out the 2020 on a contract or, you know.
You've belonged to this gym since 2015. Yeah. You owe us $3,000.
Yeah, right. So it's very easy to forge
it's
that.
It's a good point because when it was 19, you could do it.
Well, I had this problem back in, you know, 1900.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Been a while.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's good. All right, so write 2020 on your checks. All right, President Trump signed a bill yesterday, offers great protection for U.S. consumers from unsolicited robocalls, and reauthorized the act, which makes state and local law enforcement agencies also process untested DNA. So how about that? We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, your DNA?
Yeah. So now they can actually get a hold of that. Ouch.
So but that's not good.
But the telephone robocall abuse criminal enforcement and Deterrence Act was signed into yesterday.
Man, that Chinese lady that calls me every day is going to be upset.
She's going to be in trouble.
I feel like we had these things, and then locally, I feel like it doesn't work.
It says it'll give regulators more time to find robocall scammers and find them when they're caught. Like you said, though, they're coming from China.
Yeah, it's hard.
How's that going to happen?
I have no idea what that lady wants. I was thinking
about
taking Chinese just to figure out what she's saying.
She's very pleasing.
You need
voice,
Google
though.
Translate.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea.
She calls me, too. I'm feeling a little used now. I thought we had something going on.
Wow. Oh, well.
Okay.
Sorry,
leave
guys.
Right there. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's going to be a cloudy day, 48. Who cares? You give me 48, I'll take the clouds.
I know, right?
Are you in?
I'm in.
All right, cloudy tonight, too. Showers developing, 41 now tomorrow for the game. Rain likely, high 45. So game time tomorrow, the low is 34. That's not bad. It's the slop and the rain that's
I think it's going to hold
it.
Off.
You think so?
I think it's going to be a slight rainy
a
thing.
A drizzle. Yeah.
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 I should not be a meteorologist.
Slight rainy thing. Saturday night.
Yes.
I wonder, is the game sold out? Do we know? I mean, you could probably
imagine
get
so.
Because it's a surprise game.
Right.
Right. You know, so we don't know. But all the scuttlebutt yesterday was, is this Tom's last game if he loses? Which I hope not.
And they were all asking him this question at the press conference, and I was getting really annoyed.
Well, check it out.
Really?
Check it out.
I was.
All right, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find yourself getting nostalgic about, as you go along and you're maybe closer to the end of your career than the beginning, do you ever find yourself getting nostalgic about, oh, this might be the last time I play in this stadium or anything like that? You know what I'm, you know, sentimental.
Yeah.
Do you let that creep in?
I'm not much for nostalgia, you know. You know, I'm just pretty focused on what I need to do, and you know, it's this week's felt pretty much like every other week for the last 20 years. So just, you know, trying to focus on what I need to do, and it's a team that gives you a lot of challenges, and you know, just have to go out there and try to play really well.
Do you allow it to penetrate your mind at all that this very well could be your last home game as a Patriot?
I I haven't thought about those things, and you know, this I wouldn't be thinking about those things anyway. You know, it's felt like a normal week for me, so I just approach practice like I always have, and try to do the best I could do. So that's what I'm gonna do this weekend as well.
I believe him. I really do believe him, because Tom is one of those hype, super focused guys.
And right? You can't concentrate on the something being the last time you do something. You can't live your life thinking this might be the last time I do this. Because I think of football as in parenting.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Nope.
And,
okay.
No.
Okay. No idea.
If I kept thinking, like, all right, you don't remember the last time you carried your kid, do you? You don't remember the last moment
yesterday.
But when they grow up. Like, you don't remember. But if you kept thinking every time you picked up your kid, this might be the last time I carry her up the stairs to bed, you'd freak yourself out.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to get your mind in the game. Parenting or football?
I like it. You're penetrating today.
I'm penetrating.
You really are. That's,
oh, boy.
That's great. We just don't want an ignominious end to his career.
I just can't believe you. I can't pronounce that.
It's a good word. You don't get to use it often. Ignominious.
Do you want me to tell you what it means?
Go ahead.
Well, at least tell me. Bob knows.
It's deserving or causing public shame or disgrace. Similar, humiliating, undignified, embarrassing, mortifying, shameful.
It would be ignominious if you lost.
Yes.
At home.
I'm just thinking about, I think that it's going to be okay. I really have a good feeling.
I do too. I'm not as scared. We're going to talk to Zolak coming up at 8:40. We got him booked, right, Brian?
Yeah.
That'll be good. See what Zo thinks.
I don't feel good.
You know,
you're negative.
Yeah. No, not really.
Two positives beat a negative.
Yeah, right.
Not really. Yeah. Fairly positive.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, 6:47 LBF's got the dirty laundry. Here we go.
Okay, promise I'm going to tell you what they're going to serve at the Golden Globes on Sunday night, because I know you're interested in that. I'm also going to tell you who what Leonardo DiCaprio is doing this week.
Who?
And then also, I want to mention Ricky Lake. Now, the Ricky Lake Show, she was in Hairspray. She's been in a bunch of things. She's also had a very public struggle with weight loss and weight gain and things like that. But now she went on Facebook yesterday and she did something kind of brave. I think she's taken to social media to open up about her longtime struggle with hair loss. And so she buzzed her head and she has first of all, she looks gorgeous.
She buzzed her head?
Yeah, she just decided. That's it. She said she was getting her hair triple processed and teased over 2 weeks and for hairspray, and her hair never fully recovered after weight fluctuations, pregnancies, and other stress over the years, and she's tried every solution in the book. Extensions, wigs, supplements, steroids, but none of them fix it. In fact, she wouldn't go away for more than 12 days at a time because she had to have her hair fixed all the time.
Really?
Imagine that?
Yeah.
So she just decided, you know what, 2020?
I'm
shaving it off, and I'm free of it.
She look good?
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
see,
you
I would
have
not
a nice
shave
noggin.
My head.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't look good bald. I'd look like Kojak.
Well, he was famous for it. I mean, that's not like people.
Then I have to have lollipops all the time. It's
just, wow. I love lollipops.
Maybe,
maybe you should. Yeah, pocket full of lollipops.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's funny. Though, I was reading about her struggle.
Like your husband looks good, you know, with his lack of, you know, follicles.
He's got hair.
No, but how I'm going to have to do it.
Right, you know? Have to shave it a little bit to the side. This whole hair loss thing with Ricky Lake just makes me realize that, like, it must be really unsettling, because you don't think about, as a woman, I don't think about man losing his hair. I'm like, oh, that's usually what happens. It's no big deal. But it must be unsettling to think about losing your hair.
It stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I like the shave thing. I think you'd look okay. I really do. I think you should.
As long as I have lollipops.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so what are they serving at the Golden Globes on Sunday night? I know they're serving up Ricky Gervais, and I'm very excited about that. Because
he's the most dangerous host. It's great.
I was reading a piece about him in the Hollywood Reporter, and he was talking about how he really doesn't regret any jokes that he's ever told at the Golden Globes, because, and even
some
though they eviscerated some of the
you
people,
can't
that
believe
was,
he said it, right?
Like one about Mel Gibson was, and that was a good one.
Do you recall that?
It was about drinking.
Yeah.
I like to drink as much as the next guy, unless the next guy is Mel Gibson.
Right.
That was the joke.
That's funny.
And then he said, he made a, the only one he regrets is when he made a crack about Tim Allen. He just didn't want Tim Allen to take it seriously because he compared, like he sort of introduced, he's like, our next presenter is a 5-time Oscar winner, blah, 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 and Tim Allen.
Right.
And like, it was just kind of a dig,
yeah,
and he didn't
feel
it a little bad. But what they're serving up for food, you're going to hate this, Bob Bronson.
Okay, let's hear it.
A 100% plant-based meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would
They want to raise environmental awareness about food consumption and waste. There's going to be a lot of waste because people are going to be pushing this aside, I think. I mean, the main entree will be king oyster mushroom scallops and wild mushroom risotto. Not a lot of people love mushrooms. Along with roasted baby purple and green Brussels sprouts and carrots.
Mm. Well, explains why they're all thin.
You know what that would go good with?
Steak.
A steak.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
A nice
pork chop would be
good. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the Golden Globes are on this Sunday on NBC, and I'm very excited. I used to have a friend who would stay at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills that night just to watch the celebrities go by. Isn't that a good plan if you're a celebrity watcher?
I guess.
So keep an eye on all the plates and see who isn't eating.
I know. I want a full report. Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio, I'll tell you in a second. A Quiet Place, the trailer. Quiet Place 2, John Krasinski's movie with his wife, Emily Blunt, that was a huge hit 2 years ago. Right. The new trailer's out. I couldn't watch the whole thing because it was too scary. The movie comes out on March 20th, 2020. I'll put the trailer up on WROR.com so you can freak out.
It was so scary you couldn't finish the trailer.
No. Did you see the first one, by the way?
I did not.
Oh! You really? Have to.
I gotta see it then.
But you have to do it in a really quiet place.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
You don't see it in a quiet place in a loud place.
It's so amazing.
Good to know.
And finally, Leonardo DiCaprio, 45 years old, sporting a super dad bod.
Yeah.
It's just like me at the beach.
He does, Brian.
And he has his 22-year-old girlfriend.
Oh. Okay, he doesn't quite look just like me at the beach.
And I was just thinking that, like, TikTok little girl, because she's going to turn 24 and then he dumps you.
Yeah, that's what he does. He doesn't date anybody over 25.
But it's just like I was looking at him, and at this point, he's could be our dad, and I don't know. I mean, whatever.
It's close. All right, so this is the time of year. They're all at the beach, the big celebrities.
May, December romances come out of their cocoons.
A lot of those. All right, so let's we start to see them. So let's do this. It's Dating Disaster Friday. We're going to do it DiCaprio style.
Are we?
Okay. And that means if you've ever...
Please explain, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to. If you've ever dated a first date was a big age difference.
Okay? Oh, okay.
And it was a disaster or not, whatever. Let's hear about it. We have a $50 gift card to the Smokehouse Barbecue there. That is not plant-based.
Oh, no, it's not.
That is where you plant your butt down
Seaport,
and eat.
Seaport, Somerville. Right. Oh, yeah, that's
nice.
Yummy.
All right, so a dating disaster. So the theme would be, you know, if you have
fossils and fetuses.
Yes. Yes.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken. Maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
That's what they all say. All right. I've actually missed doing our dating disasters while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
I love doing it.
I know. It's fun.
You know, because you just are always amazed.
They're happy to be married.
Yes. Yes.
Well, hey, it's cathartic for them, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, get it out. Talk to us about it. And then you can move past it.
Yeah. I asked my wife if she wants some chicken. You want some chicken? All right. So, dating disasters. Yeah. Just because you did a story about Leonardo DiCaprio, all the big stars are at the beach. That's where they are.
And this is where the May-December romances come out.
Mm-hmm.
You notice the difference.
So, he's showing off his... you see his dad bod.
Yep.
Which he's starting to have at 45.
That's good. It's a nice way to hit it.
Yeah.
Listen, no shame in that game.
And he's with a 22-year-old. So we said, hey, why not? Let's see if any dating disasters out there with a big age difference. Jimmy is first up. Let's hear about yours, Jimmy.
Yes. So this happened about 30 years ago. My best friend and I had just gotten out of the Navy, and his sister was a nurse at an all-girls school here in Massachusetts, and would ask us if we would escort a couple of the girls to the senior prom, you know, that didn't have dates. So, you know, we're gentlemen. We thought we would do that. So as we were driving to go pick them up, we had each had one beer, one single beer in the car with us because we weren't going to be bringing beers with us.
Mm-hmm.
because we were going to be responsible. And as we went to turn down the street, we took that last sip of beer, and as we held the can up to our lips, the police was sitting right there looking at us. So when we pulled in their driveway to meet them for the first time and both sets of parents, the police car with the blue lights on pulled in right behind us.
Yep. That's a disaster.
Glad you, Dad, glad you decided to be responsible.
I know, really. I just want one sip in my car. Yep.
That was the 80s,
so
though.
Wow. Yeah, so that's 24. We were 24, they were 18. So there's that little bit of an age difference.
Yeah.
I'd say that was a disaster.
So what happened?
We had a lot of quick explaining to do,
yeah,
which we did. They know we came from good families. His sister, you know, they had vouched for us and all that. And we were just, you know, it was just a great night. The rest of the time we had them home on time. Everything was fine.
That was the 80s. You could get away with that. All right.
Bad first impression, though.
Yeah, no, that's not good, Jimmy. Rolling up with the police right behind you. Thanks for sharing. All right, man.
And have a great day.
Yeah, again, 80s. He just was being responsible. Just one beer while
driving.
Just
one beer while driving. Open container laws.
And bring the whole rack with you.
Yeah. the cops sitting there, though. Did you just see what I just saw? Yeah. I just drove by sipping a can. Dating disasters today. The best disaster is a $50 gift card to the Smoke Shop Barbecue. So, age difference, or if you just have a recent disaster you want to share with us.
Sure, we'll take any and all.
Any and all. The best disaster of the day, of course, gets that $50 prize. 888-410-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
You know what? If you have a great dating disaster, you could have food on your face.
Right?
Yeah, because we're going to give you a $50 gift card to the Smoke Shop Barbecue.
Yeah, you know what? You
better
will
have food on your face.
Get wipe messy.
That. Yeah. You know, I like a barbecue where they put the paper towel roll right on the table.
Isn't that the best?
It's
that's
the best.
When you know you're in for
no,
a good time.
Good. We're good. It could be a fun first date. The whole roll, please. Bounty. Extra. Quicker picker upper. All right, we have Jennifer on the phone with a dating disaster that never really got off the ground, right, Jennifer?
So I was driving at a Mercury Cougar, and I was with a friend, and we were driving, and I hydroplaned on some sand and hit a tree, and my car fell 4 feet sideways into a ditch, and we were both completely fine, and then the airbags went off. So I got... ended up with some burns, and I had to climb out of the car. And across the street, there were some people just sitting on a porch, and some kids, and they're like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" I'm like, "Do I look okay?" They're like, "Hey, well, why don't you have a seat on the porch, and we'll get you a drink of water." I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." And so they go in, they get me a drink of water, we're just hanging out on the porch, and they're like, "Oh, maybe we should call someone." Like 10 minutes later, so they call the police, and it goes out over the scanners, and the tow truck gets there first. So the tow truck forgets to put on their e-brake and tows their tow truck onto my car in the ditch.
Oh, geez.
So then we had to get another tow truck.
Oh, my God. Can I clarify,
and then the
Jennifer,
police finally get there.
Jennifer, was this a date?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow,
the other person was completely fine. They just were hanging out like, I'm going to call for a ride. So everyone was okay. But
wow.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
So the tow truck's in the ditch, your car's in the ditch, and your date took off?
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the hospital.
God.
I'm going to go get my phone and find out what happened.
Jeez. So what did happen?
Well, my car got totaled because the tow truck fell on top of it.
Sure. Did you ever see the guy again?
One store, but...
What?
Did you ever see the person again?
I'm not driving with you.
Did you ever see the guy again?
Oh, yeah, it was a small town.
All right. Small town.
No,
bump into these people all the time.
Like a bad movie.
I know, right? Thanks, Jennifer. Wow, glad you're okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's see what we got for Dirty Laundry, LBF.
All right, what to expect from the Golden Globes on Sunday night. Golden Globes, you know, I mean, not a ton of people watch them. Like, it's not like the Oscars, but I think it's fun, and this year is going to be great because Ricky Gervais is hosting, and he can be very direct.
He's not scared. He's not scared.
But first, how would you feel if your kid got involved in the fact that your show was canceled? I bring this up because Busy Phillips, who had a show on E!, she did her Instagram would-have-beens like the last day of 2019. So she posted these photos of when her show was canceled. Like it was the day or, you know, picture of her crying, picture of her tattoo that she got the next day, because that's what you do when you're upset. You get a tattoo. And one of the things that she wrote was there was a funny letter from her daughter, who's 11, who wrote a note to the bosses at E! Entertainment. And this is what it said. She never mailed it, but this is what she said. You are the worst TV network ever. Why? Well, you got rid of my mom's show. You made a lot of people lose their jobs. You suck. That's what she
said.
Yeah,
she's,
I know.
11?
Yeah, well, anyways, my mom does work much harder than you do. You don't deserve her. She will find another place on her show when it becomes popular. She will shove it up your blank.
Wow.
Sincerely.
Huh. Whoa.
That's nice.
And everyone's like on, like, oh, birdie for the win, and blah, and the fact that Busy posted this for us to all now talk about.
Yeah.
I think it's completely uncool.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's, I would have taken that note and said, I appreciate you sticking up for me, but this is not the way you do it.
Yeah.
And I would never have posted it on social media.
That's crazy. She's 11?
I think she's 11. She might be younger looking at her spelling.
There's Busy Phillips and her daughter Busy Body Phillips.
Birdie, that's her name.
Oh, Birdie.
Birdie told you.
It's not Body.
But yeah, I just, I mean, would you?
No.
I don't know. Like, I just would be like, that's not the way to do it. I would
think
hope.
She knows too much at 11.
Yeah,
way too much.
I think you need to not know a lot about the world at
11. No, not
know. No, because it's so hard to know all the things, and I don't even know anything now. It's too much.
It is too much.
Ugh. Anyway, so all I just wanted to bring that up because
I read
the story, and I'm like, am I just being like prudish or whatever? But I don't think I am.
If she was 21, I still would think that's too much.
Exactly. Like, you know, just take the high road, you know.
Mom will be fine.
We'll be fine. Don't even address it. Make it like these people don't exist and moving on.
I mean, it's all fine unless it was our kid doing it for us.
But otherwise, choice words for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll stick Lucy on you.
Step
right?
up.
You
know?
Okay, so the Golden Globes are this Sunday on NBC. You can start watching it like 7. Although the red carpet is not what it used to be without Joan Rivers. I'm sorry, I'm saying
sure.
it.
I agree.
Starts at 8 p.m. Ricky Gervais is going to be hosting, which means it's going to be fun. Pierce Brosnan's sons, Dylan and Paris, are going to be the ambassadors. You know how they have, like, the Golden Globe girl?
Yeah.
Well, now they call them ambassadors because guys got involved.
Yeah. Jeez. Too bad.
And too bad. Listen.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I guess Eddie Murphy's going to be there. J-Lo, Al Pacino, Charlize Theron. The thing that they're going to be serving, though, is the real surprise because the Golden Globes have gone plant-based.
Yeah.
People don't want to use the word vegan anymore. You know that? Because it turns people off. It sounds like annoying.
You're right.
So now they're talking about plant-based. So plant-based could be plastic, by the way, because it's made of soy. Also, the main entree will include king oyster mushroom scallops, wild mushroom risotto, roasted baby purple and green Brussels sprouts and carrots.
All perfect side dishes. Perfect.
Yeah, except you need the meal.
You need the meat.
Yeah.
What's your favorite banquet food?
Oh, I always go for the fish.
You will?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, a nice haddock or
steak.
Whatever.
I mean, nice hunk of prime rib or something.
If it's cooked.
You got a carving station?
Yeah.
The best?
Yeah.
Best food I've ever had at a banquet was my wedding.
Yeah?
I had chicken parm.
Not to brag.
Chicken parm.
Well, nobody has chicken parm. It was so off, like,
that, no,
it was off
like
the menu.
No.
And right? Everybody loves chicken parm. That's
Safe
what they
pick.
Should be serving at the Golden Globes.
Well, all these people are all going to head to In-N-Out as soon as this is over.
That's
and
true.
Get a hamburger.
That's
Let's
very
be
true.
Real. Oh, yeah. They're not fooling me.
Anyway,
they're
going
to get it monster style.
There was a monster style?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had it monster style.
You've never had monster
style?
No,
I mean the
bird.
You guys are filthy.
There's still
all
time.
Right, that's
there's,
it. I'm leaving.
There's still
it's
time. You're young. There's still time.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriots! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings Coin Toss during Saturday night's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Visit member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Scott, good morning. We didn't think we'd be talking to you today. We thought we'd give you a week off, but not so fast.
It's bull crap. Shouldn't be doing this interview today.
What happened in the Miami game? Break it down.
I don't know. It's like you guys showing up for work and playing bad songs, you know?
What?
Yeah, we don't usually do that.
Oh, right. I see. Oh,
it's not the norm.
Hey. That was a compliment.
Like Bell pressed the wrong buttons, you know.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that was just a bad day.
Over.
Yeah.
That pick six killed them. They came out flat. The crowd was flat. Everything was flat. I think, you know, being a 17-point favorite, you go in, and it was a weird week. You know, you had Christmas week. You had a day off in there. You had people around. Probably abnormal stuff at home because it's the holidays. And then this week, I think they went right back to didn't get any time off around New Year's. So I think the attention to detail this week would be much more focused than it was a week ago. They're good enough to just go through the motions and beat Miami, yet they still didn't. Mm-hmm. And defense let up too many yards at the end of the game. Offense did enough to win that.
Yeah. So what do you think, though? We got Ryan Tannehill playing out of his head, right?
Yeah.
And they have the best runner, I think, in the NFL this year, right?
Yeah, Derrick Henry, he's the rushing champ.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. He's my size.
Yeah.
Crazy. Tailback at 6'5", you know, 250 pounds. He's hard to tackle.
Jeez.
But it's still Tannehill, though. You know, I know it looks good on paper, and the numbers are good, but I just, you know, Ryan Tannehill coming in here to eliminate you in an elimination game, which could be Tom Brady's last home game as a Patriot, I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
Let's hope not.
I'm with him.
Are you nervous about Vrabel, though? Because we seem to struggle with a lot of former players coaching, you know?
We played against Mike a lot, even when he was with defense coordinator down in Houston. He did a good job getting pressure on Tom. You know, they did the joints with him. Well, we lost down there really bad last year, I think 34-10. So I think that initial, you know, meeting at that critique where you go back and forth with each other, that's out the window now. And I think he's tired of talking about being a former Patriot. I think Bill's kind of tired of talking about having Mike as a player and, you know, what makes him special. I just think it's two teams trying to win a football game on Saturday.
All right, give me a score.
26-20 Patriots.
Ooh.
Tight. 26.
Nail-biter.
Okay.
Rock fight.
All right.
Rock fight.
All right.
It'd be great. It'd be like us getting in the hallway and me and Bill having 10 rocks, boulders, and we get to just throw them at each other.
All right, my rocks would be much smaller. You could probably throw larger rocks.
I get your rocks off. You just be careful.
Excuse me?
I don't need. I just. I got you. All right. Okay. Everyone go to their corner.
Yeah, all right, fine. All right. So, LBF, you got a getting to know Zoe question.
Before, I just got to know him a little more than I wanted
one
to.
More?
Yeah.
Is this going to be Tom Brady's last game at Gillette?
I don't know.
Well, there you have it.
There's your answer.
Grab a rock. All right.
Okay. I got my rocks.
If it is, I'm going to be sick about it.
Yeah.
No, it can't be.
Think about it.
You know what the word we used earlier, Scott? You know what I'm saying. It'd be an ignominious ending, don't you think?
It sure would.
Yep.
Yeah. You can use that on Saturday.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, LBF.
All right. Just going to dial it back to Christmas for a second, and I just want to know, what did you buy your lovely wife for Christmas, and what did she get you?
I got her a stove so she could cook and know what time it is every day. She wanted a watch. But...
What did you say?
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
That's amazing.
It's a joke.
It is a joke. I know it's a joke. But that was an amazing joke, and I did not expect it.
She got a Gucci bag.
Oh, that's so nice.
Did she pick it out for you?
Yeah.
Did she pick it out and say, buy me this?
Damn right she did.
That's the way to do it.
Is it the only way to not get disappointed? What did she get you?
I got a Peloton bike.
Did you really?
Now Belle's jealous.
Oh, my God. You're like that girl in the commercial. Are you sad and scared?
Hey, we want to be those people.
You do?
Yeah.
Not me.
You doing Awaken 180 again?
I weighed in yesterday. Bob.
How much do you weigh?
Don't you worry about that.
You first, LBF.
LBF.
Do you have any resolutions, by the way, or is it just the one, Awaken 180? I think you look perfect the way you are.
That's so nice. Everybody does this every year. Just trying to be a good person. You know, trying to be a better person. Whatever the hell that entails.
Brian Bell never does that.
Brian,
with your kids. Yeah. Less grumpy. Just be a better person.
I'll give you until mid-January. That'll be good.
All right. We'll see how it goes Saturday. That'll affect everyone's mood.
All right, Scott. We'll see you. Good luck Saturday night. We'll look forward to hearing your call on 98.5.
We'll talk to you next Friday prior to the Chiefs game,
all right? Okay. That's what I want to hear.
That's good.
You heard it right there from Zoe. We are going on to Kansas City.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
indeed. What a short week.
God, it seems like yesterday
was
Monday.
Every week should start on Thursday.
Right? Thursday, Friday. Oh. Sign me up, please. Well, Fridays are fun because we do our dating disasters. Today we had some fun ones. Jimmy.
Not for them, but yes.
You know, good point. Jimmy called us with this disaster in the one of the first ones up to bat, kind of a back to the 80s.
Oh, okay. Day. Yeah.
He was like 23, and the girls were a little bit younger.
Oh, God.
It involved cops, dads, beers. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
It sounds 80s.
All right, yeah, there you go. Here's Jimmy's story.
Yes, so this happened about 30 years ago. My best friend and I had just gotten out of the Navy, and his sister was a nurse at an all-girls school here in Massachusetts. And asked us if we would escort a couple of the girls to the senior prom, you know, that didn't have dates. So, you know, we're gentlemen, we thought we would do that. So as we were driving to go pick them up, we had each had one beer, one single beer in the car with us because we weren't going to be bringing beers with us because we were going to be responsible. And as we went to turn down their street, we took that last sip of beer, and as we held the can up to our lips, the police were sitting right there looking at us. So when we pulled in their driveway to meet them for the first time and both sets of parents, the police car with the blue lights on pulled in right behind us.
Yep. That's a disaster.
Glad you decided to be responsible.
I know, really. Just want one sip in my car.
That was the 80s,
so
though.
So that's 24. We were 24, they were 18. So there's that little bit of a age difference.
Yeah.
I'd say that was a disaster.
So what happened?
We had a lot of quick explaining to do, which we did. They know we came from good families. His sister, you know, they had vouched for us and all that. And we were just, you know, it was just a great night the rest of the time. We had them home on time. Everything was fine.
That was the 80s. You could get away with that. All right.
Bad first impression, though.
Yeah, no, that's not good, Jimmy. Rolling up with the police right behind you. Thanks for sharing. All right, man.
And have a great day.
So we got Jimmy on the phone with us, I think. Jimmy, got some good news for you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. And after hearing about the car in the ditch with the tow truck, I was wondering if I had a chance.
Well, she has no means of getting around. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, we just liked your story because it was such an 80s kind of thing, right? Yep. LBF.
Absolutely.
It really
and
was.
It's so true. It's so true because today, you know, you couldn't, in those days, they would go, they'd like slap the bits off your hand. Oh, you can't drink an Opie, have a beer in the car. Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, but finish that and then chuck it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm assuming you got married, right, Jimmy?
Yes.
What's your wife's name?
Laura.
Well, how about you and Laura go out, enjoy a nice dinner at the Smoke Shop Barbecue?
That sounds great. We love barbecue.
They have beer, too.
And paper towels. Right in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll just drink it in the restaurant.
All right. For everybody else, find a location near you. Check out their menu at thesmokeshopbarbecue.com. Thank you, Jimmy, for listening. Enjoy it, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Jimmy from Beverly. So that's his story. Yeah, back in the day. Finish that beer. Yeah. What do you think
right,
you're doing?
Exactly.
That's it. That better be your last one.
Oh, God.
The 80s. Okay. Dating disaster. If you have one, you can always go to our website. Email us right there on the morning show page.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.